The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. And today is Tuesday, February 20th, and I want to welcome you to the show. I'm sorry, it's the 22nd. Wow, I wrote the wrong thing. It's the 22nd. I want to welcome you to the show. We're here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And, of course, you can find me on Facebook and TikTok and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. Hey, just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. By the way, the YouTube channel is Money Chat Now. It was removed because YouTube decided they didn't like me, so we had to rebuild it. So go back to YouTube and like the Money Chat Now page. You can also comment live during the show on YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. By the way, if you're commenting from a group on Facebook and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name will not show up my dashboard, so please go to the Money Chat Now page and comment there so I can recognize you. Of course, Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, before I start, I just want to say hello to a whole bunch of people online. Thank you so much. They're saying they can't hear anything. Is that correct out there? I'm not sure. Let me know if that's really true. All right. Anyway, I want to say hello to Jose and Ed and Tom and Carrie and Mick and Lou. Oh, okay. Lou. It was Lou's problem, not my problem. Anyway, let's talk about today's show. On today's show, we're going to talk about the futures update and how the war is affecting the market. We're going to be talking about Dr. Oz. I had a meeting with Dr. Oz. I'm going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about Truth Social, when Trump launched the Truth Social yesterday. We're going to be talking about Ford topping Tesla in Consumer Reports magazine, and we're going to be talking about Mattel stock and how good it's looking. And let's get into it right now. So let's talk a little bit about the futures and what's happening. So the fear of war continues, and that is wreaking havoc on the market again. The market was closed yesterday, and that was probably a good thing, and that's why I wasn't here yesterday, because there was really nothing to talk about. The weird part was that it closed for President's Day yesterday, and with the current administration, we shouldn't be celebrating President's Day until we actually, I guess, have one, right? Anyway, the idiot in charge continues to feed the media with things that make me feel like he's inciting the war. He says things like the invasion is imminent. Now he puts together a media blast of a Russian hit list. Did you guys hear about this? A Russian hit list. Is he serious? A hit list? I don't know. Rumors like this are just what Putin and Z want. They are actually inciting fear into Americans and the American economy for their benefit. So Putin doesn't even need to do anything. Z doesn't even need to do anything. He just simply says things, and it freaks everyone out in America. You know, just like the Gestapo Nazi leaders of this country did with COVID. It's the same exact thing. The psychology behind it all is mind-blowing. By the way, the hit list does not include, not only does it include people who will be killed off, but it also includes people who will be put in jail or concentration camps. For real. Does this sound familiar? I'll tell you, it's a sick and twisted world we live in, and maybe eventually, maybe, just maybe, someone will stand up to these two-bit leaders and make America great again. It's too bad we let the Democrats steal the election last time and allowed this mess to happen. I don't know, today the headlines read that the war has actually already begun. It actually says, the war has already begun. Well, spoiler alert, the war is already over. It appears that Putin only wants and needs certain parts of Ukraine, and that's what he got in the past few days. Read the articles. I mean, you got to read through the articles to actually see it. It's amazing. Anyway, the east of Ukraine near the Russian border has been the scene of low-level fighting between Moscow-backed separatists and Ukrainian government forces for how long? 8 years now. So they've been fighting for 8 years now, and now they're saying the war has just begun? Wait a minute. I'm so confused. Anyway, now Putin is declaring these regions as his. Look, he may take a few more parts of Ukraine, and he's probably already negotiating this with an iron fist, but I still predict this so-called war is going to end before the end of the month, maybe before it even starts. Unless, of course, we need 2 more years of flatten the economy again, and, you know, that will keep the war, at least the rumors of war, going. By the way, if you ever read 1984, you got to keep the rumors of war going, and that's the only way to keep control of the people. By the way, on Friday, the Dow retreated over 230 points, and the S&P over 38, and the NASDAQ dropped below 168. And it's a combination of the fears of above and the general feeling that inflation and poor leadership will cause 2022 to be a bear market. Look, it may very well happen, but remember, in every bear market, there are always bull stocks, and we will definitely cover some of those at the end of the program. Look, first of all, let's talk about what's going on in the market right now. The Dow is only down 37, which amazes me. The S&P is down 2, and the NASDAQ is down 63. Earlier, it was down over 500. So that's pretty powerful difference, right? Hey, I want to just mention real quick, I want to say hello to Carrie, I want to say hello to Vern, I want to say hello to Michael, and I appreciate you guys' comments always, so please leave more comments, let me know you're watching this show. All right, I'm going to get a little controversial here, which I never would have expected that this was controversial, but if you're a fan of mine, you know most importantly that I'm anti-mandate vax. Now, if you want to get the vax, go ahead, but I'm anti-mandate vax, it's hard to say. Anyway, when the scandemic started, there were no doctors coming out against Dr. Frotsky. And, I mean, it blew my mind that Dr. Frotsky was the only doctor who knows anything about COVID. No one else knows anything, and anything that anyone else said was wrong. The really weird part was all of a sudden, a few months later into the scandemic, I heard rumors of Dr. Oz claiming masks don't work. He also claimed that children wearing masks would be harmful to their development and that lockdowns would be harmful to everyone. And I got to be honest with you, I haven't been much of a Dr. Oz fan, only because I don't watch the show, right? I probably watched, you know, part of his 13-year-long show probably once. And again, it's not because I don't like him or do like him. I just, you know, I don't watch TV, right? But anyway, I was shocked to hear at that point, Dr. Oz, who was friends with the liberal crowd like Oprah, after all, she put him on television, I was shocked to hear he was anti-mandates and had a view that was similar to mine about masks. However, I never would have thought this guy was a Republican. Well, and again, sometimes it still surprises me. Well, he decided to run for Pennsylvania Senate, and of course the state is conspiring against him. I got to tell you, he's like Trump in some ways. Like Trump, he's an outsider and makes the career criminals, the politicians, very worried. Well, lately I've been watching television commercials from both sides, and both sides are against him. The Republicans are calling him a rhino at first glance, I thought maybe they were right? Here comes Mr. Hollywood wanting a career change. That would be the thought of anyone, right? Anyone would think this, especially when you watch the ads of him and his guests from his TV show. The commercials paid for by opposing Republicans show him with, of course, Michelle Obama. The horror. By the way, you know, did you know that Trump and the Clintons were great friends in the 80s and 90s? And there's tons of pictures and video of Trump hanging out with the Clintons? I don't know, does that make Trump a rhino? Well, anyway, I decided to speak directly with Dr. Oz during a small town hall-type meeting that was held in my area. And, you know, I was invited as a special guest, and frankly, like some of you, I was skeptical. I really was. I really wanted to hear for myself what he had to say. I wanted to know why he was running, and I wanted to know why, if he was in fact, I wanted to know whether he was really a rhino or not, right? He gave a little intro speech to a few select guests like myself, and he started out with how terrible the idea of masks on children are. Right away, he had my attention, right? He continued with making statements about how bad the lockdowns and how bad the anti-vaccine mandate is. In fact, he discussed how a friend of his had a child and got the vaccine and 2 days later had heart issues. Oh, by the way, I can't say the M word, you know, the M word that ends with iditis or whatever the heck it is, because YouTube will shut me down again. Anyway, he went on about how terrible the current administration was doing regarding inflation, the border, and the upcoming war. Look, because I was already a bit of a fan, not of his show, to be honest with you, but of his stance on masks and vaccines, I asked him a direct question that went something like this. Dr. Oz, as the midterms are coming up and the Democrats are ending their obscene mandates because they know that Americans have short memories, what do you think is going to happen when the scandemic ends? And basically, I was referring to the fact that, you know, are they going to be able to get, you know, make America forget and vote for the Democrats? His answer was something that convinced me he got my vote. I can't say word for word what he said, and I didn't have enough of the foresight to record it, but in this conversation, he talked about the Second Amendment, he talked about the border crisis, inflation, and he made me feel that he was not a one-trick pony and definitely not a rhino. Oh, one more thing. Someone after me asked him about his stance on abortion and his description of the tiny hearts he has operated on to save the lives of infants and how he believed that God put a perfect human being together may have brought a tear to him and some of the others in the room. I'm going to tell you right now, he is very anti-abortion. However, I got the impression that he felt it's hard to argue with those who are pro-abortion, or pro-choice, I guess, so he chooses just not to. And that's maybe where they got the stance that he's not anti-abortion, but he is. But, you know, like, he just knows he can't win the argument. So I got to sit down with him privately for a few minutes, and the conversation I had with him also made me believe he's honest and real. I've always been able to read people, and, you know, when they're anything but honest, I know it. And I felt a good vibe from the man. Anyway, I'm not allowed to endorse a candidate on the radio, and I'm not necessarily sure if I am, but all I can say is at this point, I'm going to be voting for him. So go for it. You guys decide what you want to do. Hey, real quick, let me just get into Truth Social before we go to a commercial. Speaking of making America great again, Trump has launched the long-awaited social media app called Truth Social. All right, for all of you who want the truth about anything, it is clear that Google, Facebook, and Twitter are not the places to look. These companies are censoring everything from vaccine side effects to, well, you know, former presidents of the United States. You know, I don't even understand. What country is this? Well, in true Trump fashion, Trump is getting his revenge as millions are downloading the latest social media app called Truth Social. It actually became the number one app on Apple yesterday. I, like hundreds of thousands of users, signed up yesterday, only to be put on the wait list. Ugh. So I have a login, but I have no access yet. I don't know if you guys downloaded this too, but I'm sure that when I do, I'll be reaching out to my fellow patriotic Americans and saying hi. I'm wondering if I'll be able to live stream there as well. It'd be really nice. At least I know that they won't be shutting me down like my channel, like my YouTube did. They shut my YouTube channel down 2 weeks ago. That's right. Yep. In case you didn't know, YouTube shut down the Money Chat Now channel 2 weeks ago when they claimed that I was spreading medical misinformation. I'm not a doctor. Or a scientist. What a joke, right? But I have an opinion, and clearly it's my own. Masks don't work. Vaccines have side effects. Oops! Anyway, Trump will certainly have the last laugh, like he always does, and look me up when you join, at Larry Steinhaus. We will see you guys in a couple of minutes.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And if you'd like more information on investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com. Or you can call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, thanks for listening on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn about how to make more money. Hey, hit that like button. Let me know you're enjoying the show. And also, you can also leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube, and I'll try to respond to them. There are so many comments right now about the vaccine. I can't read them because, unfortunately, if I read them, YouTube will shut me down again. So take a look and read what people are commenting, because I found it very interesting. All right, so far, of course, we've been discussing the futures update, and right now, I'm amazed. The Dow is down only 33 points. The S&P is barely moving, and the NASDAQ is only down 61. Hey, we talked about Dr. Oz, and I got to be honest, I've never been a fan of his show. I'm a fan of what he's standing for at the moment, and we'll see what happens. We also talked about the fact that the Truth Social app is opening up, and we're going to see how... We're going to see if Trump gets his revenge. Coming up, we got Ford topping Tesla, and we got Mattel. And, of course, we also have today's picks and plays, but I want to make sure you guys hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to leave comments on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure and set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. Hey, also, when you get home, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook and let me know what you think of the show. All right, let's get into the second half. Let's talk about Ford versus Tesla. Hey, I don't know if you guys ever saw this great movie. It was a great movie called Ford versus Ferrari, and it was about a whole bunch of things. But one of the things I liked about it was about camaraderie and innovation, and nothing like the current real world, of course. Well, recently the Ford Mach-E beat Tesla. This blows my mind. It beat Tesla in a Consumer Reports showdown. Consumer Reports was touting the Tesla Model 3 as the number one electric vehicle until this year. Consumer Reports has replaced their favorite electric vehicle with the Mach-E by Ford. So Jake Fisher, who is the Senior Director of Automotive Testing at Consumer Reports, says he was impressed by the Mach-E as soon as he drove it. Not only is it a really fun vehicle to drive, it's sporty, but it's also extremely mature. This is what Fisher told CNBC, and he also said, "When I say that it rides nice, it's very quiet, I mean it really feels well-built." And I'll tell you that Consumer Reports is even saying that it has less problems than the Tesla. Now, not that the Tesla has a lot of problems, but it has less problems than the Tesla, at least for now. And they're still recommending the Model 3 as a great vehicle, but they're saying the Mach-E is better. Now, I personally like the look of the Mach-E over the Tesla Model 3. Did you guys see it? It's actually a beautiful-looking car. You know, both the outside and the interior. Now, if you've seen the Model 3... I don't know, it's weird. It's the one without the center dashboard. It looks kind of strange. It actually looks spooky to me, you know, that all the instruments are now in the center where the controls usually are. I don't know, if you guys ever see the movie Total Recall? It reminds me of the Johnny Cabs in the Total Recall movie, except for the Johnny Cab driver. It's just weird looking. Anyway, I'm not quite ready for an electric vehicle yet, although I'm beginning to feel the pressure. You know, I've seen the Mach-E and it looks great. Here's the funny part. I'm actually still having trouble with them putting it in a Mustang category, though. My guess is they're going to drop the Mustang name as soon as they come out with an electric Mustang sports car. And if they do, it's actually going to be really, really nice. I might actually consider that. And I actually think it would take over the Tesla line quickly. So Ford's stock has hit surprising highs last year as the company reinvents itself and Tesla is creeping downward. Yeah. I expect both of these trends to continue. I expect Ford to move up slightly, and I expect Tesla to move down. You know, anyway, we'll see if that happens after the war anyway. All right, on a side note, will war machines become electric as well? Will tanks and fighter jets be electric in the future? I don't know. I hate to be in either one of them when the battery dies. All right, let's talk a little bit about Mattel. Hey, when I was a kid... Some of my favorite toys all came from Mattel. But I do remember playing with my G.I. Joe action figure. Not the cheap version that came out 30 years ago, but the taller version with all the army accessories. This thing was just so cool. Yeah, I know that was Hasbro. But I remember playing house, and this is so funny. I remember playing house when I was like 5 or 6 years old with my G.I. Joe doll and the neighboring girls who had their Barbie dolls. You know, I just had a thought. I can't imagine what that would be like today. Would G.I. Joe be, I don't know, wearing a dress and have lipstick on while Barbie holds up the newest accessory? You know, a BLM sign? Anyway, with kids today, none of that's going to happen because everything is moving electronic and reality is now all virtual. Because of this, Mattel is moving into digital gaming, digital toys, movies, and even ETFs. This is another thing that surprised me, that Mattel's moving into ETFs. I don't know, every time I hear more and more about ETFs, I wonder and wonder. So Hot Wheels, believe it or not, was the first major toy brand to expand into the world of NTFs. I'm sorry, not ETFs, NTFs, right? With three one-of-a-kind tokens that were inspired by the original Hot Wheels Garage series. And it's weird, it's a highly sought-after subset of vehicles for collectors, and another collection, which included more than 90,000 NFTs, sold out in minutes, with tens of thousands of customers still waiting in virtual queues to buy them. For what? I don't know. Anyway, this year the company is beginning production on a new Barbie film with Warner Brothers, and also a Masters of the Universe film with Netflix. There are a dozen more projects in development, including films based on, ready, Hot Wheels, The Magic 8-Ball, Major Matt Mason, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Uno, and Barney. All right, out of all of these, I'm really looking forward to The Magic 8-Ball film. I don't know, the possibilities are, I guess, just a shake of a ball away. So Mattel stock has hit a five-year high at about 25 and may have some room to go. I looked at it today. Their multiple is actually below 10, and they have a very small dividend. I'm going to say that this stock definitely has somewhere to go. It may actually be pretty cool. So take a look at that. Anyway, we'll be back in just a couple of seconds. I will talk to you then.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way, and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right. Welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. All right, so far we've been discussing the futures update. And so right now the Dow is only down 55, still surprising me. The S&P is down 3.5. The NASDAQ is down 65. And I'm now getting reports, you know, some breaking news that's saying that sanctions are already starting against Russia. So enjoy your oil prices, because they're going to be going up real soon. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. We talked about Dr. Oz, and I don't know, man. I kind of like this guy. We talked about Truth Social and how Trump launched Truth Social, and I think he's going to get the best revenge. We talked about the fact that Ford is topping Tesla, and we talked about Mattel coming out with NFTs, not EFTs. You'll find that hysterical that I made that mistake. And thank you for correcting me online. All right. But coming up is today's picks and plays. But first of all, did you guys hit that share button yet? Did you hit that like button yet? Let everyone know what great stock plays are coming by sharing this information. And you could share on your page or in groups that you feel will benefit from great stock plays. You can also leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube, and I will try to respond to them. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about politics behind the stock market. All right, let's talk about what is going on. So last night, and I said this, the futures tumbled over 500 points at one point, but now they seem to be recovering. I mean, the Dow is only down 46. It's bizarre. As always, Wall Street is extremely fickle. I've said this before, that the money managers are really addicted to the action, and that will often drive the market. So as prices come down, the fear of missing out like of a good play, will make Wall Street jump in and jump in strong. You'll watch it happen often, so pay attention to it. However, some of the best stocks, when there is fear in the market, the staples of life, so if you want to get a good stock, the staples of life, such as household goods, will be good stocks to play when there's fear. We watched Kellogg's do very well last week as the market tanked, and we'll also see, I'm telling you right now, oil stocks are going to move violently as the war rumors continues. You know, look, if I'm correct, I'm going to tell you that oil stocks will probably be a small put play, but just be careful because they're not going to stay down long. We also had Germany, of course, halt the Nord Stream 2 pipeline while they determine what the outcome of the war is going to bring, and this will also make oil stocks pop today. I wouldn't be surprised if oil hits $100 a barrel even today. All right, so let's get into a couple of stocks that are some of my favorites. One of them, of course, is Meta, and it's probably going to go below 200, and I think that's an absolute bargain. I actually think you should start piling on Meta below 200. Either with the stock or the stock option, I don't care. I think it's going to be a great play. The stock really should not have been that beat up, and I believe a recovery is certainly going to happen. I like the pattern of the travel stocks. AAL goes below 17 and then rides back up to 18.5 for several cycles now. So that is definitely a good place to be. I got to let you know that the S&P actually just, well, it kind of went positive for a half a second, but the Dow, it's only down 26, and the NASDAQ is only down 53. So who knows? It may be one of those days where we get an actual recovery from this craziness, and maybe the market is saying, hey, it's not so bad in Russia. They're reading between the lines, and they're seeing there's nothing different there than there was, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. Let's talk about cryptos. The cryptos are also pulling back as they become more mainstream. Look, you know, and I tell you, as they become more mainstream, I don't see them moving as violently as they did in the past. So, you know, if you're into it, that's fine. But just be careful because I don't think they're going to move as crazy as they did before. So gold surprised me and it actually dropped below 1900 again. And then silver moved up to about 24. So we're getting the kind of back and forth thing going on here with silver and gold. I actually think silver and gold are great plays, and they're great to hold on to, and I've said this several times. So we saw the Treasury bond moving down a bit, and it's actually being affected by the economic data as well as the war. And I'm surprised at that one even, that the Treasury bond is continuing moving down. It actually should continue to move up, but I actually would like to see it move down because I think that would make the NASDAQ pop. Hey, I want to thank all you guys, all you listeners on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support. And if you're enjoying the show, please reach out and let us know. You can leave comments on the WWDB fan page on Facebook and or Twitter and look for us online. My name is Larry Steinhaus. I'm the host of Money Chat Now, and I'm the CEO of Investor Schooling. Hey, you guys should know this, it's very important, that from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in this show, and the opinions discussed in this show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. I don't know, this is kind of a disclaimer that they make you say when you're investing in the stock market and you talk about it. And don't forget to register for our special event on April 24th. Go to the number4mmw.com, number4mmw.com, and register for that event. It's going to be an amazing event talking about freedom and finances. Hey, and we're also going to be having lunch and breakfast. Hey, I want to make sure you guys have a profitable day, and we will see you tomorrow.